What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy podcast, the show that teaches you how to replace corporate with cash flow so you can unlock your inner entrepreneur. In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate sales job to travel full-time around the world while building my own business from zero to $10 million a year. This podcast is a documentation of my wins, my losses, and my lessons along the journey. Hopefully, you guys enjoy my audio diary along the way. Now, let's get to the topic of today's episode. What to do when you aren't progressing towards the big goals that you set. For some reason, everyone talks about the process of setting goals, right? And we talk about it all the time on this podcast, on our Instagram at Brian Lubin, on our newsletter. Every single place is a goal-setting resource, right? Here's how to make a smart goal. Make it specific, measurable, quantifiable. But then what happens when you set these huge goals, especially in the quarter, and then you're not progressing towards them like you thought you were, right? There has to be some type of system, some type of process, some type of framework to implement within which you can make your necessary pivots that are required for you to course correct and actually be on progress towards the accomplishment of the goal, right? So in today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about how I am already behind on my three big, hairy, audacious goals for Q2 and what I'm doing to remedy that. So let's begin with the goals themselves, right? Because everything begins and ends with the degree of clarity that you have. Every singular goal that you set should be quantifiably trackable. That is why one of our core values in the Action Academy community is trackable excellence. And one of my favorite phrases that I say is be quantifiably undeniable. Every goal that you set in your life needs to have a score sheet. You need to have a scoreboard to where you can see at the end of every single week, how did I progress towards this goal? Am I putting points on the board towards accomplishing this? And while this isn't a podcast episode on goal setting, I will give you guys a nod back to what measures we're discussing here, which are lead measure actions as opposed to lag measure outcomes. A lead measure would be the equivalent of, instead of saying, I want to lose 10 pounds at the gym, that is a lag measure outcome of a goal. That could be your goal, but then the measures and actions that we track every single week are going to be how many gym sessions did I go to? How many days was I on my diet? How many days did I do over 10,000 steps? How many cardio sessions over 30 minutes did I do? Trackable, quantifiable metrics. So for instance, my three big hairy audacious goals for Q2 are 90 new Action Academy members. I want to have a visible six pack again, and I want to be conversationally fluent in Spanish, right? So now those are the three big goals. So how do we quantify them, right? For Spanish, that looks like 50 hours of Spanish lessons in Q2. So that means that I'm averaging about 4 hours per week of on the calendar dedicated hours just for Spanish, about practicing speaking it, practicing conversating in it, practicing writing it. For my fitness goal, that is 6 optimized days per week. I quantify the term optimized as I got 10,000 plus steps in. I did 20 minutes of dedicated cardio at an elevated heart rate. I did a 30-minute plus workout, and I was within my agreed-upon diet that I set with my coach. 6 days per week. So on my goal sheet, that is 72 optimized days for the quarter, which is 6 times 12. Now that comes all the way back to the Action Academy goal, right? So the Action Academy goal is 90 new members. And now I know my numbers. And again, the more clear that you are on your goals, the easier it is to make tweaks and pivots to your process. I know in order to yield 90 Action Academy members, because we say no to a good bit, and sometimes it just isn't a fit mutually, we need to have 230 intro calls on the calendar, which means that we are coaching for free 230 people for 15 minutes a person. I know that that will produce 90 plus Action Academy members based off of our data for over a year now. So now let's get to the topic of today's podcast episode, right? Because here we are on Sunday, April 14th, and I am behind on a couple of these goals. So when I'm tracking progress towards my goals, I'm looking at that lag measure outcome, and I'm breaking it down into quarterly, monthly, and weekly checkpoints. So every single week, I'm looking at the actions that I took, and I'm asking two questions. The first question is, did I take the proper amount of action that I put down on my sheet to win this week? Did I do the proper amount of action, right? That's the first thing I'm looking at. The second thing is, if I did do the proper amount of action, did it yield the proper output that will yield the goal? So let's use two of my goals as an example, right? So we'll start with fitness. I know that I need to be about 165 pounds to have my visible six-pack back. And I know how much weight I need to lose per month to hit that. And right now, 14 days, halfway through our month, just about in April, I am not at the proper amount of weight loss to constitute a winning projection towards the overall goal. I will say that some things take time, but I've done this before a lot and I know what it takes. So now what I can do is I can look at that data and say, okay, we need to tweak my diet here. We need to add additional cardio here so that we can push past and get these numbers, right? So we make pivots and adjustments. And this is the part of goal setting that nobody talks about is when you're actually doing the thing, looking at the quantifiable data and making pivots as needed. The second goal is the Action Academy goal. So we do this podcast every single day, and I do two videos every single day, and I know without fail, we will get about 50 to 70 intro calls on the calendar per month. And because I have that data, I can now go and see, okay, if I want 100 calls per month on the calendar, what do I need to do additionally or do differently to be able to yield that result? Because what we do today will have, you know, 50 to 70 people raising their hand and saying, hey, I'd like coaching. I'd like to talk about this. And there needs to be something that's done differently to yield 100 plus, to go up to 200 even. There has to be something completely different. There needs to be a paid marketing channel. There needs to be webinars. There needs to be all these different strategies. But this is goal setting. Like, this is the accomplishment process. It's not just always, here's what I think is going to produce the result, and you just keep blindly doing that thing and ignoring the data along the way. Like, you need to track what your progress is towards the accomplishment. The same process is used in acquisition. Maybe you're submitting two offers a month or five offers a month, and you're doing it consistently, and that's your metric that you placed on yourself to accomplish your goal. But maybe you didn't realize that you needed to be sending 2 to 5 offers a week instead. So your volume was incorrect, right? And we can track our progress towards that to see what pivots that need to be made. It's all in the data. So all of this leads to what I call code 15. Code 15 is when you get to the halfway mark of your month, and I call it the 15th day, and you say, I am not where I want to be in progression this month towards my goals. The actionable thing that I do now here in code 15 is I will go and increase the inputs towards my goals about 25 all the way up to 50% to finish out the month. And then I measure that again and I see where my progress is at the end of the month with these additional inputs. And then once again, what will happen is we'll get to the top of the month and then I will see what are my benchmarks. Like, where am I progressing now that I'm 1/3 of the way through the quarter? How am I progressing towards my goals? Am I 1/3 of the way or better towards my goals? So today, I would invite everybody that's listening to this podcast to use this in your own personal lives. Where can you code 15 your lives? Can you code 15 your outreach? That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to start sending DMs. Can you code 15 your health? I'm about to do that, where I'm going to increase my cardio by about 20 minutes per day, and I'm going to take my daily caloric intake down about 100 to 200 calories and then really push through the plateau that I'm at right now. Heck, maybe you need to code 15 your relationship. Maybe the first half of the month you weren't with your significant other at all and you owe them some date nights. Code 15 that shit. Let's finish the month out strong. Now we go and we increase the amount of date nights that we're having an intentional time together. And look, guys, the takeaway from all of this is if you do increase this volume 25 to 50% of these input actions, and then the results don't match the additional effort, at that point, we can go and diagnose the issue again and see if the actions that were taken are even the proper actions that will yield the result. That may be the case. An example of this is when I talk to people that say they want that $10,000 a month in passive income and they're spending an entire year analyzing a single family rental. It's not going to get you towards your goal. Like, the accomplishment of what you're trying to do right now will not move you towards your goal. You'll get $100 or $200 per month, right? So you know that you need to go do a different action, which is normally, you know, through Action Academy, purchasing commercial real estate or buying a small business. So anyways, I hope this helped today, guys. I'm about to implement Code 15 in my life, in my business, and hopefully you guys can find benefit from implementing this in yours as well. If you want to be held accountable to trackable metrics like this each and every single week, and you want to learn how to buy multifamily, buy self-storage, buy commercial real estate, buy businesses, start your own business, become financially free, buy people that have actually done that and are actively doing that, and they are telling you the systems, the processes, the models, and the proper volume to take, and making sure that you actually take it every single week, the Action Academy community is the place for you. Go in the show description, click the link, book a call. And if you got any value out of today's episode, please share it with somebody that you think could find value from it. That is how the show grows, is through you guys alone. Thank you so much, and talk tomorrow.